Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween. Good morning. It's Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, Jonathan.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Happy Friday.
Good morning. Good morning,
Heather.
Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween. Here we go. It's time to get all dressed up. I thought maybe one of you guys would dress up.
I wore my Hocus Pocus sweatshirt.
Okay. All right.
That's close
enough.
Costume. Yeah.
I thought Jim
so
was...
So which are you?
I'm none of these.
I thought Jim was going to show up with his disco outfit.
I know.
With well, the you know he's got point his, spread.
Yeah, you know he's got it in his, you know, his bag.
I mean, I can make a wardrobe change if you'd like. We got picks in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You just think they're going to win by 9, right?
Don't encourage him.
Yeah.
The lights are on out there. They're just not blinking.
Lions off a bye. Offense should be humming. We'll get to it. Anyway, John.
Yes.
It's getting cold out.
It is getting chilly.
But I don't believe what I heard pre-show.
What's that?
That you still haven't put your heat on.
No, I haven't even considered it. It's not been cold in the house.
It's like 40 degrees out.
He has a brand new house, so maybe he's got like some killer insulation. My house is freezing. Even with the heat on, it gets very cold.
As a matter of fact, every morning when I'm up, and so my routine, especially at this time of year, I love fall, and I love the cooler mornings. I get up right around 3 o'clock, and I open up all the windows on the first floor and cool the house down a little bit.
Your house is too hot right now.
It for me it is, but it's also it's
Teddy
too warm.
Is chattering up in his room, shivering cold.
Now, I mean, okay, little kid's pajamas are very insulating, and he's got blankets. Anyone in the house, if they're too cold, they can put on more clothes.
They're all walking around; they can see their breath. It's fine. Dad doesn't want to put the heat on.
It's usually when I get up in the morning. It's right around 67-ish degrees, what it says on the thermostat. And everything right now is off. So I cool it down so that by the time I leave, it's right around 60 to 62 on the first floor.
Okay.
And by the time I get home, it's usually, I don't know, 64, 65. Things heat up a little bit. And I can't explain it. I know yesterday, Lisa was baking all day. And so the oven, you know, she actually asked me after, you know, dinner, she's like, does it feel hot in here? I'm like, yeah, it does. So I opened up the windows again, cool the house down. And I just, there has been absolutely no need to turn the furnace on at this point.
You have to be the only person in our listening audience that hasn't put their heat on.
Oh, I highly disagree with you. I think there's a lot of people that are simply waiting as long as possible before they click on the furnace.
Like, I'm not going to call you a liar because I think you're a man of integrity, but this doesn't feel believable that your house is warming up that significantly.
But it does.
I know. That's why, yeah. I said I believe you. It just doesn't seem believable.
I believe you when you say about the baking and using the ovens like that. Right. That really contributes to the heat in the home. So I do believe that it got hot. But
And on the days that we have had sunny days, like, okay, it is new construction. So we have no shade. And so even the sun will warm up. And we've got some big windows upstairs. We've got a wall of windows in the back of the house. Now, the sun doesn't really hit the back of the house. But it will warm it up enough to where even before we put Teddy to bed, I'll open up the window in his room just to cool it off. Because you sleep better when it's cool.
I do agree with you.
Agreed.
Yes, you do.
You live better when it's cool.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't live better when
now,
I'm cold.
Now, if you ask Ellie, and Lucy will be home this weekend, Jack, like, he doesn't care, right? And he's in the basement.
He's a real man,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he is a real man.
Can we get some Tim Allen on the board here? That'd be great.
That's the temperature, right?
Yeah.
See, you're cool.
Yeah, huh? Exactly. Yep. That's what I tell the kids all the time. And I have a meme that I send them every day that's the 6'7".
So I'm lockstep with you on this. You sleep better when it's cool. Oh. That's undeniable. And also, the person who runs the hottest gets to control the thermostat.
Yes. And I do run hot. I'm a furnace at night. And so I'll leave the window open like I did last night in our bedroom. At some point during the evening, Lisa will get up and close the window. But it's got to remain, we got to maintain coolness in the house.
You can't adjust the other way. What do you want to do? You want John walking around the house naked?
Nobody wants that. Nobody, especially when the girls come home.
Oh, now, don't make it.
No, I mean, no. Like, okay, okay, pants on, but do they want to see me walking around
shirtless? You
know, shirtless or sleeveless? No. It's just like we don't want to see Biff on the sidelines sleeveless, right? They don't want to see Dad at home sleeveless. And so, no, it is. You're 100% correct. Whoever runs hottest in the house, as long as it's one of the adults, gets to control the thermostat. Kids don't get a say in the thermostat.
No, they don't.
Wow. Zero say.
Really?
No. Oh, you have to pay the bill.
Yeah.
The person who pays the bill, this is the, you know, goes to both parenting thing. Yeah. If you pay the bill, you can adjust the thermostat.
And that's the other thing is I'm waiting as long as possible because I don't want to
ship over there. I mean, I changed the thermostat when I was a kid. I mean, when I was like, your kids are older, not Teddy. Teddy's a child, but like, in high schooler, they have no say.
No.
Wow.
My teenage daughter one time put the AC to 60, mm-hmm. and woke up the next morning and said, ooh, it's cold.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And then my wife
put
a note on the thermostat saying, you got to pay the thermostat bill if you're going to adjust
it.
You got to tell them how, like, teach them the right way of, you don't just turn it all the way down to 60 to get it cooler.
Well, correct. But it is something in the Jansen house that until, I don't even know when it's going to go on. Eventually it will. But until I wake up in the morning and it's below 60, no, the heat's not going to get turned on.
The outside temperature right now is 38 degrees. I realize it's not 38 degrees inside your house, but we are into the time of year where people are hitting the button and putting a little heat on in the house.
Hey, and to each their own. But for my own, if you need a sweatshirt, you can put a sweatshirt on. You can warm up. It's the same thing in the summer.
You're being frugal or what? Like, because I know that he just referenced
paying the bills.
I don't want to pay
the energy bill any more than I have to. No one does.
I want to be comfortable. So, like, I am very frequently hitting AC on in the summer, heat on in the winter, all the time. I'm keeping it right around 70, 71 all year round.
Ooh, that's really hot.
I think it's going to depend. If you were in my house, I think you would understand why we have to keep it a little warmer. We have like our windows suck, right? There's like a breeze that comes through the windows. Mm-hmm. We don't get any sun. We're sitting in this little like shaded little bubble and yeah. It's cold. Well, and
I credit our builder. I think he did. Builder Joe, thank you. Did a great job. It's mm-hmm. a tight house. And
I mean, I wish I didn't have the heat on yet.
Yeah, I just.
Good for you.
Just don't need to yet. And I do like it much cooler, especially in the winter.
248-539-9797. Some ticket text from you guys out there in listener land. Sleeping at 65 is proven to be better for your sleep quality. John is right again. Buckeye Johnny and Wixom.
Oh, thanks. Hey, this is something that can unite Wolverines and Buckeyes.
John, you're crazy. I have my boiler set to 69, and it's been that way for a month. It's freezing in my house otherwise. I don't even set my AC to 67. Wild. Jimmy on the road. 0% John's house warms up that much every day. His wife is turning on the heat when he's gone. Signed, Frog.
No. I mean, it's she likes it as cool as I do. So we are simpatico.
Do you have the app? Like, can you go on your phone right now? Yeah, so you could check in and see if it's been altered.
What's she doing?
Yeah, John, I was just baking. I was just baking all day. It got 5 degrees hotter in the house. Weird. Yeah.
No, she is of the same mindset. Because I've talked to her about it, and so to Greg's point, like, it's got to be an adult in the house that gets a chance to, and it doesn't matter if you're 18, 19, right? Unless you're paying the bill, you don't get a chance to touch the thermostat. And I talked to her, and I say, if you're cold, let me know. I'll close the windows. But to this point, no heat.
Another text, haven't turned the heat on yet. Just closed the windows last week.
There you go. See, I told you I wasn't the only one. And I think there's a lot of people that are willing to let the house get to 63, 62 before they turn it on because energy prices are no joke right now.
Oh, I get it.
And so I'm waiting as long as I possibly can to flip it on.
I just want to be comfortable in my own house, man. I don't want to have to sit here and fight a degree here, a degree there. Just bump it down.
It sounds like John is comfortable too.
I am very comfortable because I am huge on jeans and flannels in the fall. And I want to be able to basically go from inside to outside and not have to, disrobe when I get inside.
Trust me, everybody wants.
Yeah, they
make
want
sure
me to
you
be
don't have to disrobe. All right, we got some more ticket techs. Open up the phone lines, 248-539-9797. John is fighting a good fight, does not have his heat on yet. We are going to make picks coming up at 6:35. We've got a follow-up report on Scoobal versus the Tigers and the ongoing saga that is whether or not he'll be here long-term. And we will also get into the cookie jar later in the show. Wings picked up a win last night. That and more. It's 97.1. Let me tell you about KG Law. If you're injured in a car accident, you need to call Lawrence KG. That's KG Law. KAJY. KG Law, one of the few law firms in the country specializing in car accidents. And Lawrence KG has won millions of dollars for his clients because he fights hard, he wins, and he wins big. If you, a friend or a loved one, someone you care about, is injured in a car accident, you need to get someone who cares about you. 877-KG-CARES. Visit kgcares.com. Again, that's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ken Cal on the call. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
While you were asleep last night, the Red Wings win in a shootout. Three straight wins, two straight on the road.
Yep.
And two goals for Marco Kasper.
And don't look now. Look who's in first place.
How about 8-3 on Halloween? Feeling good.
Yeah.
John's feeling good in his cold house.
Well, it's cooler. But I want to ask a question. In your house, who controls the thermostat? Because generally, all right, there could be some arguments between men and women, right? We have different ideas.
Mm-hmm. Someone runs hot, someone runs cold.
Sure. And who controls the thermostat?
I don't think anyone controls it. In my house, we just leave it set. If one of us is cold or hot, we alter it and... You don't have to ask permission. You don't need to be the one that pays the bills. It's just if you're uncomfortable, you change the thermostat.
You turn it up warm, and then all of a sudden, Colin looks over at the thermostat and says, who set it to 72?
I think some of it is, I'm not that out of sync. Like, it's not like Gator and Doug.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah.
It would be a nightmare if they lived in the same house.
I'm surprised Colin can reach a thermostat.
Well, he does it through his phone, through the app.
Oh,
probably.
So he has, yeah.
He doesn't have to get on the step stool.
Yeah, the chair.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have like rules about it. If
no,
you're hot, you put on the AC. If you're cold, you put on the heat. Mm. It's your house. Be comfortable.
Mm-mm-mm.
And by the way, I did this even when I was in my very first apartment. I'm going to be comfortable even if it means spending a couple extra bucks.
Yeah. Now, when I was in the dorm back when I was, you know, my first 2 years of college, I had a roommate, Ed Kaiser, quarterback. Mm-hmm. Walk-on quarterback, and he wanted it warmer, but I controlled the thermostat, and I actually, through most of the year, would have a window cracked through most of the winter, just because it needed to cool off. So it's not something that is new to me.
No, you've always been Captain Thermostat.
Yes.
Ticket Texter says, John, you're what they call a selfish bleep hole. It's your home, be comfortable, but hey, you save $30 a month, John. Way to go.
Well, it is $30 a month, okay. I'm not gonna throw money out the window.
John's house is so insulated you can smell a fart from last week. Signed, Joe.
I mean, they have exhaust fans for that reason.
John's wife is turning on the furnace while he's at work. I'm convinced, Tony in Marine City.
She'd tell you the same thing. She, you know, and there's the only time that she complained about it was there were a couple of windows, it was early or late last week, that when I left, I forgot to close. And she did get up in the morning, and it was like, I don't know, 49 in the house. And so she closed the windows.
The front of my house faces south. On sunny days, the temp can go up as much as 4 degrees during the day. I still have it set at 68.
Mm-hmm.
70 seems extreme, but cookies don't bake in the cold.
Cookies don't.
It's like part of my morning. Every morning I wake up and it says like 68, and I just doop up to 70 while I'm getting ready, so I'm not cold in the morning. Uh-huh. And then in the summer, it probably does sit in the upper 60s. But I have an older house. I think that might be the big difference here too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so new construction is it's new windows, it's new insulation, it's, you know, things haven't had a chance to settle too much, so, yeah.
Heat doesn't come on till Thanksgiving. My kids, 18 and 14, do not touch the thermostat. Gosh.
Well done. Well done. Mm-hmm.
John is one of the most interesting people. That's all the Ticket Tech says.
Yes. The Dos Equis guy.
Stay thirsty. Uh-huh. What else? 248-539-9797. My thermostat is set at 68. My monthly bill was $85. Sounds like you guys need to ask for a raise. Oh, we got money bags over here. 62 to 64 all year round. Our goal is Thanksgiving before we turn on the heat. Larry and Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
62? I'd be freezing in my house.
It's whatever you're comfortable with. I'm not going to sit there and say, if somebody sets their thermostat to 72 all year long, winter, summer, if that's what you're comfortable with, that's great. On Twitch, P-Walk says, hey, winter, it's set at 66 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Day is 68. Okay. I mean, I kind of agree with that. Everyone likes it. I would think most people like it cooler at night.
Yes.
I would think so, too.
Because you do sleep better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people run a fan at night too. I mean, just to keep cool breeze going, or keep some air going.
I like to have blankets too. Like I like to sleep with a big blanket.
Yeah, yeah. You want the weight?
Yeah, I actually sleep with a weighted blanket.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've heard that is awesome.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Time for one call before the news. Sean in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, there, John and crew.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm on the road testing a new TRX for Chrysler.
Okay.
There you go.
As far as the heat, I have an Amish fireplace. I put in the center hallway. Heat doesn't come on until December 1st. And even in the winter, I have a fan on and the window opening.
So Amish fireplace. What? Please, I'm not familiar with that term. Is that just a stove?
It's kind of like a space heater, but it's run off infrared heat.
Okay.
And I put it in the center of the hallway, and it keeps my whole first floor of my bungalow
Damn.
House warm.
Okay. Damn. There
That's
you go.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than running the gas furnace.
I bet.
Sure.
Yeah. Sean, appreciate the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
One other text. John says, I tell my wife to tell me if she's cold, implying even she isn't allowed to touch the thermostat either.
Doesn't pay the bills, can't touch it.
My house. Heather with the news.
So this is interesting and has sparked quite a debate, which I know we're actually going to talk about a little bit later. But there is a Michigan city that is moving Halloween to what? Saturday, and people are losing their minds. So Marine City Varsity Football is going to play Clawson on Halloween at 7 p.m. And
take me back to my junior year. We played Marine City in the college football
you?
Playoffs. Yeah, the Trojans. Let's go, Trojans.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, because of that big game, the city decided to move trick-or-treating to Saturday. So everybody can participate. And people, when I say are losing their minds, they're losing their minds. So this
is it in Marine City or in Clawson?
It says Marine City is
okay.
moving it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So people online, here's some of the comments that were made when it was posted online. Bah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Right. Yes.
It's
they're
fun
laughing.
Reading
yes.
That. Yes. Yes. Yeah. We're sticking to the 31st, the actual day of Halloween. Halloween is October 31st. Woke AF. Why would the game not be moved? Absolutely confused. And my son plays varsity. Halloween is October 31st. There's no Halloween on November 1st. Why? That's dumb. October 31st is Halloween. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What a joke. I mean, And it goes on and on and on. People are upset. But then, of course, there's people on the opposite field that obviously think this is great because it does allow everyone to participate. Somebody said,
in both.
Thank you for changing the hours so we can support our students. Double trick-or-treating? Yes, please. And it goes on and on and on. So I know we're going to get into it a little bit later because I know this is not the only city or area that has probably debated moving trick-or-treating.
There's pros and cons.
Yes. The NCAA has handed down its verdict to the sign-stealing saga involving Central Michigan and Connor Stallion. So the Chippewas have been placed on a two-year probation and fined $30,000 plus 1% of their football budget after determining that in that 2023 game against MSU, Stallions was in fact on the sideline for Central Michigan, disguised right in coaching gear.
The irony is McElwain is still around the university in an advisor role. Interesting.
Yeah. A 23-year-old man is facing charges after he allegedly led police on a chase through Monroe County into Wayne County after fleeing a traffic stop. Happened on Wednesday morning. Police tried to pull over a U-Haul truck and the driver fled the scene. So this pursuit started. During this chase, the driver was throwing objects out of the window, kind of like Mario Kart. Just like, I don't know what the objects were, but we're throwing objects. The chase ultimately had to be terminated due to safety. But a short time later, that suspect crashed into another car. So police were on the, you know, lookout for him. Yeah. He ended up running on foot. Ultimately, whatever. He ended up arrested, facing a ton of charges, including, you know, fleeing and eluding, resisting and obstructing and operating under the influence of drugs.
It does sound like a cartoon. Like, was one of them like
banana peels?
Yeah, banana peels or a can of oil. They had oil slick. Yeah.
Turtle shell.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go. Nails.
So today is Halloween, which means kids will be out trick-or-treating later this evening. So here's your last look at Halloween weather. It's going to be a little chilly, but hopefully not rainy. So just maybe layer up if it's especially if they're some little costumes, right?
Well, as we found out, chili is a matter of perspective.
It is, but I would think we would all think that this is a little chilly. So afternoon, obviously they're not trick-or-treating, will be around a high of 52 degrees. Okay. But when trick-or-treating starts, temperatures could tumble from the upper 40s to the mid-40s. So it will be chilly, John. Mm-hmm. There is a small chance for a sprinkle or two earlier in the day, but most of that should clear up by the time the spooky trick-or-treating starts. And so
good.
Yeah.
We all like dry trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd rather it be a little cooler as long as there's no rain.
Right,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
rain,
because you
want
to be able to run around and not sweat too much in your costume.
Yeah. Last year was amazing. I've never in my life experienced a Halloween like last year. It was awesome.
All right, that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the picks. Heather, starting to creep back up towards the top. John, a reminder, you want to pick the winning side every week. There seems to be something getting lost in translation. It's 97-1.
Hey, the NBA is kicking things off. We know that it's still an early season, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or you want to ride a hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who's going to score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot of putting down a little and winning a lot. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Picks are back. Brought to you by Shaner Roofing. Heather with the best week last week, 4-3. She was on Packer Island and Vandy Island. Let's get after it. Tom's still in first place by 2 games.
Let's start in Austin, Texas, where the Texas Longhorns are 2.5-point favorites against the boys from Vandy, the Vanderbilt Condors. Costa, what do you got?
All right, here's the thing with Vandy. It's a great story. They've won the last couple at home against LSU in Missouri. Now they got to go on the road. Pavia hasn't thrown for more than 200 yards against a power school in a calendar year. This is an elite run defense. Burnt orange, hook 'em. Give me Texas.
See, I'm going to go the opposite way because I think Pavia, I don't even think he needs to throw for over 200 yards to beat Texas. I don't think he will throw for over 200 yards, but he is the poor man's version of Baker Mayfield. He just makes plays. He's a great competitor, finds ways to put his team in position, and you're talking about a field goal at the end of the game. I'll take the Commodores.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Vanderbilt as well. And it really, for me, just comes down to where it's located. I've never been to Nashville. It's on my list.
It's awesome.
I hear. Oh. I cannot wait to go.
Texas is going to hang around in this season just long enough for people to take notice and say, hey, Texas, look at them. They're not there yet. I will take Texas.
Yeah, I like Texas here, too. And Jim hit on it, the defense. I think the better defense lies with Texas. I'll take the better defense to win. And even if Arch doesn't play, they've got Matthew Caldwell at quarterback. That's a combination of Matthew Stafford and Jim Caldwell.
How do you argue with that?
To Kalamazoo, Michigan. Is this in Kalamazoo? They didn't move it or some reason. Central Michigan is taking on Western Michigan. Some real college football. Broncos are favored by 4.5, John.
Rivalry game. Is this, Costa, can you tell me, is this a throw out the records type of game?
Well, both teams have good records, 3-1 in the back. This is a great matchup.
This is a great matchup. So I'm going to go Broncos. I'm going to go the home team. I just think there's a little bit of advantage here. Don't know a lot about these teams and don't really care to know a lot about them.
You just picked Western because I went to Central.
No.
You want to get under my skin?
No. I mean, I don't need to pick Western to get under your skin.
Yeah, I'm picking Western too. I went to Central. Central sucks. Also, Colin went to Western, who obviously I love. And recently I bought Emily a book.
Western or Colin or both?
Well, I love Colin and he went to Western. So okay. I guess I like Western better than Central. And I was at an estate sale recently and I bought Emily a Where's Waldo book.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which she's loving and they play at Waldo Stadium.
Oh, okay. So Waldo is in Kalamazoo. We found him.
This is the analysis that we go with Heather Park. Sorry to my Western friends. This is strictly business. We want those Greg Pound points for Michigan, who beat Central Michigan. Fire up chips.
I'm going with Western here. Couches will be burning at Knollwood on Saturday.
Ooh, proud to be a Chippewa. Give me chips. Fire up chips, as Jason Benetti will tell you.
Michigan State has found themselves back on the pick sheet. They're traveling to Minnesota as 3.5-point underdogs. Heather.
Well, I really want Michigan State to win.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pick them. I'm going with Minnesota. I discovered that they basically invented cheerleading, which is pretty darn cool. Yeah. That's like where the first like official cheer was led during a game.
Okay. All right. Yeah. They're rowing the boat way back then.
So with Jonathan Smith, the last couple of days or the last couple of weeks and all those covers, I decided to search Backdoor Kings on the internet. Got some interesting videos. And, I don't know how that's going to help me, so I'll take the Gophers.
Yikes.
What came up on that Google search?
Right. Not Michigan State football.
This line opened at 5.5. The movement is on the Spartans. I don't get it. Minnesota is 5-0 at home. 0-3 on the road. They're just one of those teams that plays way better. They can score some points against a bad defense. And Magic Johnson called out Jonathan Smith. I mean, it's over. Yep. It is over. I'm taking the Golden Gophers.
As much as Magic Johnson can call someone out in a tweet, yes.
Right. Jonathan Smith might not have a burning desire to win, but he has a burning desire to cover. Give me the Spartans with the field goal and a hook.
It's been unbelievable covers the last couple of weeks. But I still don't think that they do it here. I don't think they go on the road. I think that the entire team has kind of thrown up their hands. I think that the team plays hard just because they've got pride in themselves. I just don't think that they're coached well enough to win or even cover this. So give me the Gophers.
Greg, you made a note that they're back on the picks. There is internal show strife of whether Michigan State should even be included in the picks moving forward. They need to make a stand. Make your case this week.
Let's go to the big house. 7 p.m. kick. Thank God we have daylight saving time. We're falling back this week. Purdue travels to Michigan as 20.5-point underdogs. Both are good engineering schools. Only one is a good football school. I will take Michigan.
Yeah, Purdue has scored only 88 points in 5 Big Ten games. I mean, that's awful. By the way, when I looked that up, Wisconsin scored 27 points in 5 Big Ten games. Air raid. Think about that. 27 points in 5.
How does Fickell have a job?
Yeah, I know. Anyways, back to the game. I like Michigan here, barely. It's like it's either going to be 27-7 or 28-7. I'll just roll the dice and say 28-7.
Michigan should roll them. I'll take the Wolverines.
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan as well. Purdue, they don't know how to. I mean, they're better this year than they were last year. I don't know if that says a whole lot. They can't win a Big Ten game. They're not going to certainly win on the road. And I've got a couple. I've got 4 Boilermakers in the house this weekend. Sorry, Lucy. This is going to be a tough weekend for you. So I'm taking the Wolverines.
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan, too. I don't know anything about Purdue, but it seems like they suck real bad.
They do.
Facts.
Yes, they do. NFL game. Bears are favored by 2.5 points on the road at the Bengals, Tom.
This is a tough game to pick. Bears do not play very good football on the road. I know they got 2 road wins, but they were both by 1 point, and they've given up points in those games. I did see Joe Flacco practice yesterday, so because of that, I will take the Bengals.
I'll take the Bears in a bounce-back spot. Give me Chicago. Bear down.
This is a tough one to pick, but I think the more Joe Flacco works with that group of receivers, I think he's going to be able to do enough to beat the Bears, so I'll take Joe Flacco and the Fighting Bengals.
Give me the Bears.
Jim, you're going to take the Bears in a bounce-back spot? Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to take the Bengals in a bounce-back spot.
Do they have any fight left? I wonder how much was taken out of them blowing that to the Jets.
Premier game of the week. The Chiefs are favored by 2.5 as they go to frigid Buffalo take on the Bills. Jim.
Short week on the road for the Chiefs, and while they're getting more explosives, Buffalo's defense has put a lid on a lot of those big passing plays. Bills at home, they've been very good in the regular season meetings. I'm with the Mafia.
I am not with the Mafia, and I know that, hey, their defense has put a lid on things, but they will not be, they will not have Ed Oliver. Daquan Jones is questionable. I just don't think they're able to contain Patrick Mahomes in this offense. Chiefs are playing really good football right now, so give me the Chiefs.
So one of my favorite Christmas movies is Bad Santa. Thurman Merman is the little boy's name, which then makes me think of Thurman Thomas.
Naturally.
Yes, give me the Bills.
How do you know who Thurman Thomas is?
Because of Thurman Merman. There's only so many people named Thurman.
Right. No, but that's like ball knowledge, but right? Like Thurman Thomas is a hell of a pull in 2025.
Hey, he's still looking for his helmet.
This is the reason why Barry Sanders only played 1 year in college. Everybody wants to tell you that the Bills are 4-1 against the Chiefs in the regular season. Why is that information out there so prevalently? Chiefs.
I'm with Jim here. I like the Bills in this situation. Home dog. That they have been good, despite what Greg just said, against the Chiefs in the regular season. The Bills are one of the few teams that have been able to put up points on the Chiefs' defense. Give me the Bills. No Pacheco either, by the way.
Finally, to Ford Field, Lions are favored by 8.5 points over the division rival Minnesota Vikings. John.
When I look at this game and I look at Minnesota, okay, defensively, they're still a good defensive team. But offensively, if you're going to go with Carson Wentz, who can barely stand up straight because he's got a shoulder falling off, and the whole mysterious ankle injury, JJ's just not ready yet. And I think even though you're still not going to be full strength in the secondary, this is going to be turnover central for Detroit. They might even get a couple of defensive touchdowns, so give me the Lions.
Yeah, let's go Lions. Give me the Lions as well.
Well, the theory I've heard is that Minnesota is protecting JJ from their banged up offensive line. I will take the Vikings here, getting 8.5 points.
So there's a lot of points in the NFL. Most games are decided by one score or less. This is over one score. There's no reason to take the Vikings here unless it's a backdoor cover. Like if this thing's sitting at 31-15 late and they score a garbage TD and cover, it's like it has to be a Jonathan Smith special. The Vikings to cover. So for that reason, I'm taking the Lions.
Goff shreds Brian Flores. They're coming off a bye. There's a lot of vibes about, hey, getting J-Mo going could be a big J-Mo spot. I think the offense has a big day. And John's right. I don't think the Vikings fully believe in their quarterback, at least not right now.
And they surely can't protect him.
So give me the Lions.
Oh.
Double-digit disco. Double-digit win.
They only have to win by 9.
I know. Those are the picks. Brought to you by Shana Roofing, 97.1. Happy Halloween. Good morning, 97.1. You made it to Friday. Mentioned we had an update on the Tarek Skubal front.
Mm-hmm.
This is from John Heyman, who had the initial report that the two sides were $250 million apart. John, he says the Tigers' offer, hard to believe, was 4 years and $80 million.
Does he give a specific timeline
of when that offer was made?
Right. Because if he's going back to, and I got to believe, if he just says last year, all right, was this offer made before Tarek Skubal won his first Cy Young, before last season? Before the 24 season? Because he could be using semantics here.
Right.
And it was made last year. Okay, well, that was that in December of last year, or was it in
January of that year? Yeah. John, I guess I don't know if it's true. And I'll stress if it's true, because you know how this is going to go. This is going to turn into a PR battle. If it's true, the Tigers are out of touch, because it's a laughably, embarrassingly bad offer for a player of Tarek Skubal's caliber. It's a non-serious, rinky-dink, minor league offer.
Okay,
if it's true.
if it's true, all right, so let me ask you this. If it's true that they offered this prior to the season, because what did they do with Cole Keith, right? They gave him the minor league contract and they wrapped him up for 6 years.
Yeah.
If they were trying to get ahead because they knew what they had, or they anticipated they knew what they had, and they were trying to sign him for 4 years and get him wrapped up before he even won a Cy Young, yeah, let alone two, do you think it's rinky-dink if they offered it to him going into last year when they didn't have to?
Cole Keith got a 6-year deal. Four's a little weird where you want a guy to buy out 2 years of arbitration in exchange for 2 years of free agency. That's not how things work. And you're going to ask a guy to take well below market value and give up prime years. You wait forever to hit free agency in Major League Baseball. It's been well documented. Scott Boras is your agent. Not even to offer $100 million for a player of Tarek Skubal's caliber? And again, all we're getting is what we believe is the Boras Skubal camp.
Right.
The Tigers are more than welcome to leak to any friendly reporters that they'd like to try to counter this narrative, because the narrative looks like they're cheap.
But do they care about the narrative?
Maybe they don't.
I mean, they obviously have their plan in place. And whether that is, hey, we're going to offer them whatever it takes to keep them, or maybe their plan all along was, we'll get what we can out of them, and then before he hits his last year of arbitration, we'll trade him.
Is that where your head's at right now?
I kind of think that's where... I don't think that the Tigers are going to give him a record contract. And I don't know that they should. And I'm curious as well, because it's such a unique situation. And a lot of Tigers fans' minds were, you got to keep Skubal no matter what. And then the seventh inning of game five happened. And I think there's a lot of people that looked at that and said, over one inning, we don't want him anymore. And right or wrong,
I agree with you. I think a lot of people have held that up as a turning point.
And this is where we don't know what is fact. Well, all we have to go off of is the eye contact that AJ looked deep into the eyes of Tarek Skubal and knew before that sixth inning that he only had one inning left. Go give us everything you've got, Tiger. And then we're going to take you out. Like, I don't know what to believe.
And I know people have speculated, is this like a behind the scenes agreement between the organization and the agent? Hey, you're not going to throw my guy out there for 120 pitches. You're not going to do it before you make a significant commitment to him. I don't know. I mean, it's led people to speculate because it was so jarring. Like, whoa, this guy's pitching one of the great games in postseason history.
And his last pitch was over 100 miles an hour.
And maybe that was the last of it that he had. But you want to go down with him trying to make people swing. Go down swinging with him, throwing swing and miss stuff. Because the alternative is Finnegan comes in and gives up a hit and a walk. And now you're deep into the bullpen and you give up the lead. And you're going into a 15-inning...
Battle,
right.
And here... Okay, so if he had pitched the seventh inning, we have no idea. Does it play out the same way?
Maybe.
It might.
And if it does, I don't know...
I think we're all looking at it going, I would rather lose with Tarek Skubal on the mound than anyone else.
I don't think people would hold it against him if he came out for the seventh and gave up a couple hits or a hit and a walk and got pulled.
Agree.
They go, all right, he gave him everything he had. And that's what the team has said he did. He gave him everything he had. It just didn't have enough left in the tank to go out for another inning.
So that brings up the next thing. Like, okay, if he doesn't have enough.
Is he worth it?
Yeah.
Here's what I think's going to happen. And I don't have any sources. I'm not buddies with Scott Boras or Scott Harris. I think they're going to keep Tarek Skubal for next year, and they're going to play out the season. I think they're going to do enough in their mind to justify keeping him. They're going to add something, and in their mind, it will be enough to justify taking a run at the World Series with him. That's what I think is going to happen, and I think they will lose him for nothing.
So it's a one-shot. So if that's the path you think they go, how much are they willing to spend on the roster this year?
Not as much as we want them to, but enough to make them feel good about it.
I think it sets up for a Bregman-type contract offer to a free agent from last year. So you overpay a one-year deal. One of those free agents that's looking just to pop a big one-season contract and be a free agent still, That's what this sets up for, to keep Scoobal. I don't believe this report. I think it's crap.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Scott Boras, for the second time, has planted something in the last 3 weeks out in the media, because he's trying to gear this thing to get a trade for the winter meetings, which are a month away. You're seeing outlandish reports come out. You saw the first one was a replant from last year with the 250 difference.
Right.
You know, he is aggressively trying to get this out there to try to force a trade at the deadline. We have no idea what the Tigers want to do. The only other thing here, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist, is that the Tigers planted this, and they're planning this out there to try to get Scoobal to walk away from Boras, which people have done recently.
Cal Raleigh being the latest and greatest example of that. Boras has not delivered on all of his clients the way that he may have promised. Yeah,
I mean, I don't believe that either.
That's some tinfoil to that. But sure, I mean, while we're just a couple dudes talking.
This isn't, I can't believe the Tigers would do this. Jim, you nailed it. It just would be Bush League. Rinky dink is the word.
Right. If he wins a Cy Young award and they offer him 4 for $80, like, no, I don't believe it either.
This starts with him being the highest paid pitcher annually in baseball,
which would be north of $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Not it's 20.
Like, I don't care who you are, whether you're Scott Boras or Scott Harris. It starts there. He's the best pitcher in baseball.
How about this ticket text? It's from Mac in Detroit. He says, guys, they gave Alex Cobb $15 million. You really think they only offered Tarik 20? Better, Heyman. This can't be true.
Yeah. And okay, so let's go back to your guy, Ken Maeda. What was he making?
Too much money.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
it was $11 million bucks, something like that.
Yeah, $11 million bucks a year, and it's a great point. Like, you know, Cobb, who never had one pitch for the Tigers this year, they're going to offer him 15 to entice him out of retirement, and a guy that just won the Cy Young. And we all thought going into the season was going to win another, and probably will, that they're going to offer him 20 a year. It doesn't make any sense. I don't believe this report at all, unless they're going back to prior to the season.
Essentially almost 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, the offer was fake by Scott Boras to start a mud fight, Ben in Ann Arbor. My theory, the ploy is to get Harris to defend himself and say what was really offered to set the floor for negotiations with other teams. Jason at home. Scoobal took himself out of the game and the season was on the line. Winners don't do that. He's not worth it. See, that's also, John, right, to your point, part of the swirling conversation.
We want the guy that's going to be on the mound, and the AJ goes out and they're screaming from the mound, I'm not coming out. Like, there's a confrontation. I'm not coming out. I'm going to be out here to win this game. We saw it with Scherzer. That is what Tigers fans want.
248-539-9797. We got the cookie jar coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Some Halloween fun. It's 97.1.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.